Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Meg Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Meggs.
While listening to the Daily Meg Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday. Happy Mariners Friday. All the Fridays.
Super Friday.
So super. And, you know, although I know we're going to talk a lot about sports today, Steve Miggs, Danny V, I want to bring up something that's just on my mind. One of the weird thoughts that creeps in and just kind of get your two cents on
okay.
it. So every morning, my husband and I make our little stupid smoothies. And part of the what we put in there is a little handful of spinach, you know, okay. Get some greens in there.
Sounds disgusting.
Well, you don't taste it. It gets like mixed in with everything. Anyway, every single thing of spinach we've ever purchased, every single box, every single bag, it always says tender spinach.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, do they need to put tender on there?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm assuming we all know that the spinach is to be tender. I've never wanted like aggressive spinach or like, you know, bitter spinach or anything like that. I assume that the spinach will be tender. I don't know why they have to put it on the packaging.
Are you mixing marijuana into these smoothies? Because this is what's going on in your mind. Because, you know,
yet.
When Danny and I went to Tom's Watch Bar, I got myself a salad, and it was aggressive spinach.
Was it aggressive?
Yeah.
I bet they put that in the title, didn't they, though? They have to warn you if it's going to be aggressive.
It's harder to swallow, and it's not good in smoothies. I know. Sometimes the way they label certain things, you're just like, okay, we could just call it spinach. We don't need a description of what this spinach is.
And I don't even know if I would know the difference between tender and non-tender spinach.
Is there another form? Like, is it firm spinach?
I'm on the hunt for answers, Steve. I don't know. And I figured you, maybe being the plant-based weirdo, might have some insight, but apparently not.
No, I don't know everything about spinach. I'm sorry. And I grew up watching Popeye. You think I would know all these? Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Taryn. I let you down.
It's okay. I do know that you know a lot about the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I had to do some research for you there, Taryn Daly.
No.
I just asked ChatGPT, why is it called tender spinach? And it's not a botanical variety. It's more of a marketing or culinary description. So there you go.
All right. I still don't understand why it's necessary, but that's okay. It's fine.
It just highlights that you're getting young, soft spinach leaves, sometimes labeled as baby spinach, that are pleasant to eat without... You know what it is? They probably realized that people didn't want to eat baby spinach because it sounded kind of...
weird.
Yeah, so they're like, you know what? What's a better term than baby spinach? So they went with tender spinach.
Youthful spinach.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Also, today's National Lumberjack Day. I don't know many lumberjacks other than the fine folks over at Lumberjack Popcorn, so shout out to Lumberjack Popcorn. Get it at all the farmers markets.
Do you know the lumberjack song?
What's the lumberjack song?
Because I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. What is that? I sleep all night and I work all day.
I don't know that one.
What? That is
Danny,
a classic.
Do you know it?
No.
Oh my, who are you guys? You're so uncultured.
No, we're just tender.
We're tender
adults.
Tender young men.
Tender adults. Migs. Yeah, we don't know anything about lumberjacks.
Yeah, I always say about you, you're tender migs.
Thank you. Thank you, tender dandy. Last night, the Seahawks. This was the strangest game I think I've watched in a while, because for about 3.5 quarters, I felt very confident that this team was just spanking the Arizona Cardinals, to the point where the Cardinals fans were booing the team, booing their quarterback. Nobody was happy. And then, like, in like the last 6 or 7 minutes, they score 14 points, and this game is tied with less than 30 seconds left. And you got Jason Myers misses a field goal, a weird holding penalty. And you're like, what the hell? Are the Seahawks going to lose what looked like a very easy win? Thankfully, and thanks to Sam Darnold, marched them back down the field. And also thanks to their kicker, because he wasn't able to get it into, what was it called, the landing zone, which I had a problem with that in college as well. Different reasons. But thankfully, we were able to march it down into field goal range, and this happened.
From 52, the kick wobbles, but makes it through. And the Seahawks win it at the gun.
Yeah, when he said wobbles, I'm like, no.
I know. It looked like it was not going in at first. I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
I was like, we've had a kicker that's been like just lights out for so long. We don't need that right now. Hey, look, a win's a win, especially against a divisional rival. It's always tough. And then there was a moment that went viral because, well, I mentioned the weird holding call, because it looked like this game was even going to be more put away because of Kenneth Walker's touchdown. It was a great run, but then it got called back because of a holding call on Jackson Smith and Jigba. And when the penalty, when the referee was announcing the penalty, his mic is hot. And Jackson Smith and Jigba, I don't know if you caught this, was walking by the ref while he was making the announcement, and he dropped the S-bomb.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, who didn't really need to make the hold, was right in front of the ball carrier.
That's some BS. And then Al Michaels and I was in Kurt Herbstreit. They just had fun with that.
Oh, offense number 11. Oh. 10-yard penalty. Be still careful. First down.
Mm-hmm. Gave him a look, didn't he?
He did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Beautiful.
All these Seattle sports stars in their potty mouths lately.
I know. It was Cal Raleigh with the F-bomb, JSN with the... with the S-bomb. It's crazy.
Last night, Gino Suarez tied his career high with his 49th home run.
Did you hear him? He dropped the C word.
Oh, wow. Lord. Drove in 3 runs as the AL West champion Mariners beat the Rockies 6-2 for their 17th win in the past 18 games. So we've already assured that we have that first round playoff bye and home field advantage, which is huge. And then the final series is this weekend at home against the Dodgers.
How cool is it? Before the game even started, they knew that they were already, they're good to go.
That's
as far
great.
As, yeah, man. Well, another great win from the Mariners.
This is our year.
Dude, according to FanGraphs, which is like that company that puts together the big odds on whether or not which team could potentially win the World Series, your Seattle Mariners have surged to the top of the World Series projections. They have an 18.7% chance, the highest odds in all of baseball, to win the World Series. What world are we
this
in right
is
now?
So great.
And if you want to go see the games, well, good luck to you. The playoff tickets are already sold. The secondary market is just bonkers. And even if you're able to get, like, we got into the window to be able to buy the tickets at face value, it was way past my budget.
Yeah, I said no to that. Even though I'm having a little bit of regret, it was very spendy.
I was having a lot of regret, and then I mentioned it to my wife, and she's like, you made the right call. I was like, you're right. Dropping $200 for one ticket, and then so to get a pair of them, it'd be like $400. Forget about it. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 68 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show. Last weekend, Chicago's Riot Fest happened, and for one mom, she had a pretty scary situation where her 16-year-old son, she kind of lost him in the crowd, only to find him on stage singing with Green Day. So what was that like? We're going to chat with the mom and her son at 6:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago's Riot Fest took place over the weekend, and my goodness, it looked like a fantastic time. And for one concert attendee, Bobby, she was there with her son, Argyle, 16-year-old son. They were separated for a moment, all while waiting to see Green Day.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, where does Argyle turn up? On the stage with the band. And we've got Bobby and Argyle on to talk about this amazing transaction with Green Day.
How's it going?
Hey.
Good. Hi.
So I found the video. I thought it'd be kind of fun to play a clip from the video first. And I'd love to like go back in time to see how all this unfolded. So here is Argyle up on stage singing. And I saw on your tweet, it says, "Guys, I got to go on stage with Billy Joe and sing Know Your Enemy. OMFG, best day of my life." Crowd is going nuts. You're getting a big hug from Billy Joe Armstrong. I believe Billy Joe's like leaning into you right now, being like, "Hey, what's your name?"
And then, "Your name is Argyle."
How surreal was that?
It was so crazy. When he first pointed to me, I had to like look around to make sure he was actually talking to me.
And now, Argyle, as I understand, you had a sign that you were holding. What did the sign say?
My sign said, "Hi, it's my 16th birthday. I'm autistic and Green Day is my special interest. Can I come on stage and sing Know Your Enemy?"
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was.
Did you know, like, did you look at setlist.fm and like looking at it and be like, "Oh, I know Your Enemy's coming up soon"? Or how did that even happen?
So I pretty much watch all the sets that I can from like online when they're being recorded. So I knew that in the setlist, Know Your Enemy would come up. And I knew that he called people on stage for Know Your Enemy.
Oh, that's so cool.
So Riot Fest, I mean, that's a gigantic festival. Have you ever been to a show of that magnitude before?
I had actually never been to a concert besides a Pentatonix concert when I was 8 years old.
Okay, well, this is
level. Did you have a sign so you could sing? Because they always could use more vocals. Mom, if I read the article correct, like you at one point thought you lost Argyle.
I didn't really think I lost him. Like, I knew where he was, but there were so many people that I couldn't get eyes on him.
Okay.
And being such a huge thing, like our first concert and stuff, and him being autistic, I was worried about him like getting overwhelmed and whatnot. I knew he was probably having a great time, but I was in sheer panic mode because, I couldn't get eyes on him. And so eventually I went to security and they sent me to guest services because they had basically everybody with radios at the festival, like with his description and saying like what he was wearing, he was holding a sign and all that stuff. So I sat there for a few minutes and I thought, you know, it's getting close to 8 o'clock. I haven't heard anything. I'm just going to wander back over to the stage. And I'm so glad I did, because if I didn't, I would have missed the moment. As Billy Joe is, you know, saying that he needs somebody, the whole time I'm like, "Please choose Argyle, please choose Argyle, please choose Argyle." And then all of a sudden I look up and there he is and I'm like, "Oh my God, that's my kid.
Found my son." He's on stage with Green Day. No big deal. Argyle, what was going on in your mind while you're looking onto that crowd? I got to imagine nerves, or were you not nervous? I mean, I know it's your favorite song, so you know the words, but like, what was going on in your mind as you're looking onto a sea of people at Riot Fest, which has a ton of people, and you're about to sing with your favorite band?
There's no other word for it besides insane. I mean, I was trembling, my mouth went dry, and all I could do was just jump and smile and just be happy.
And I'm sure you guys have been, you know, just talking to all sorts of folks, and I know that the last couple of days have just been wild for you, but after getting down off the stage, were there people that recognized you, like, "Hey, you're that kid that was on stage with Green Day"?
Actually, yeah, as we walked back to the car, at least 15 people stopped me and were like, hey, you were on stage with Green Day. You did so good.
Nice. And what else did Billy Joe, I saw Billy Joe leaned into your ear, I'd imagine to get your name, but also like, well, was there anything else said to you while you were talking up there on stage with Billy Joe?
He asked my name, yes, and I made a joke. I said, like, this is like hugging Jesus, and he actually laughed a little bit. But we didn't really have any other interaction besides that and the hugs.
Were you able to grab a guitar pick or something from him? Okay.
Tell him what he gave you.
Oh, the security gave me Trey Cool's drumsticks. Oh,
nice. That's killer.
That's way cool.
Trey Cool.
Yes, Trey Cool. So do you have other music memorabilia that you've like collected, or is this kind of the start of your collection now, having those drumsticks?
It's definitely the start.
Okay, $1 million question. Next concert, who's the concert you want to go see, and what song are you going to plan on trying to sing?
I'm probably not going to try to sing any more songs. This 15 minutes of fame was more than enough.
Yeah.
But I would love to see Jamiroquai or System of a Down.
Oh, let's go.
Argyle, you are speaking my language.
Well, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you, and what a great story, and thanks for taking some time out to tell us all about it from your perspective, because it was just so cool to see the video and now to hear how it all worked out. That is just beyond cool. Or Trey Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Argyle. Rock on.
Bye.
Bye.
The Daily Migs Show.
That's just a wild story, losing your kid at a concert. Bobby lost her son at Green Day.
Thanks to Billy Joe for finding him.
Totally. So what about you? We know a lot of people can relate to this. 206-803-ROCK. When did you lose your kid? Or when did your parents lose you when you were the little one? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. And we will take your calls after Blind Melon. We were just chatting with a woman named Bobby, and she shared the story of losing her son at Riot Fest during the Green Day show, only to find him on stage singing with the band.
I didn't really think I lost him. Like, I knew where he was, but there were so many people that I couldn't get eyes on him and stuff. And him being autistic, I was worried about him, like, getting overwhelmed and whatnot. I knew he was probably having a great time, but I was in sheer panic mode because eventually I went to security and they sent me to guest services. So I sat there for a few minutes and I thought, you know, it's getting close to 8 o'clock. I haven't heard anything. I'm just going to wander back over to the stage. And I'm so glad I did, because if I didn't, I would have missed the moment. As Billy Joe is, you know, saying that he needs somebody, the whole time I'm like, please choose Argyle, please choose Argyle, please choose Argyle. And then all of a sudden I look up and there he is, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my kid.
Found my son.
What the f***? And we know that she cannot be the only one who's been through this. So we want to pose the question, when did you lose your kid, or when did your parents lose you? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have an 8-year-old on hold that's going to tell us about the time that they got lost.
I was going to say that they're lost right now and they need our help. I'm like, wow, talk about great timing.
But first, we're going to check in with Elizabeth in Seattle. Elizabeth, when did you lose your kid, or when did your parents lose you?
Hi, longtime listener. Happy to be on the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
My son was 6, and he, I told him he didn't stay with me, so he couldn't have the ice cream. And he has autism, and he gets overwhelmed as doors. So he decided to run and hide. It took an hour to find him. He tried to make a fort in the toilet paper and paper towels, and every time I caught up to him, he would run. And they gave me a walkie-talkie, and I thought they were going to ask me to never come back to Target again.
Which would be the worst thing ever, because Target is awesome.
Yeah, and when I finally caught up to him, he had climbed to the top of a shelf with towels on it. And, I mean, like, thankfully, there was nothing breakable. And I said, okay, it's time to come down. And, you know, I was trying to coax him down. Meanwhile, I was pissed. And he grabbed onto the pole next to the shelf and slid down.
Oh, my God. He had an exit perfect strategy.
Yes. 206.
I feel like if my kid ran off, she would end up at Target. Yes, like, that's like, that's her spot.
Little safe haven.
Yeah, she's like, I know where to go.
206-803-ROCK. Emmy, you are in Lake Stevens. Tell us about the time that you were lost.
I was lost. So I was at the zoo, and my parents I wanted to look at the, like, rhinoceros and elephants longer.
Uh-huh.
And then I turn around and my brothers and sisters and my parents are gone. And then I find a worker and she helps me find my parents. And then they notice that I'm gone, so they come and try to find me, and then they found me.
Oh, Emmy, do you know about how long it was that you were separated from your family?
5-10 minutes.
Oh. Okay, and Emmy, what is it about the rhinoceros and the elephant that made you want to stay around them longer?
Well, they had 20 horns, and I wanted to learn about them more.
That's awesome.
It's understandable. They're great animals.
Yeah, shame on your parents for not letting you want to learn more about the rhinoceros. Sounds like the plot to a children's book.
It really does.
I'll never forget that one of the most traumatic experiences of my entire life was when my brother got lost.
Oh.
We were at the mall in Kings Plaza in Brooklyn, and my brother was just a problem child. Like, he's 3 years older. He decided to run off and hide underneath, like, you know, like those, like, the racks of all the clothes.
Of
like, on the hanger, like the big circular rack. So he's hiding under there. We're trying to find him. He thinks it's hilarious. My mom's crying. She finally finds him. He won't get out from underneath that rack. So what my mom does, she's like, you got to get out. You got to get out. He's like, ha, ha, ha. He's just being a D. She grabs him by the arm. And my mom's so sweet. She didn't do it out of violence, but she like yanked him, ripped his arm out of his socket. So now he's screaming bloody murder. Mom, my arm. You broke my... The whole thing, I'm now crying because my brother's like freaking out. My mom's crying. This whole thing. And it's all because he thought it'd be hilarious to be quote unquote lost.
Who put his arm back in the socket?
They had to get the doctor.
Oh,
they had to go to the doctor.
Gosh. That sounds horrific.
So anytime I see one of those racks at the mall, like the circular ones, I don't know why, but I instantly triggered me like, my brother Greg's under there.
PTSD.
I know
PTSD.
Yeah, I remember my poor mom. All she was doing was just like, I'm sick of your ass, man. It's time to leave the mall. And she just gave him, and she's not a big woman. She's like 100 pounds at the time, 5'3". And she just yanked him so hard. And I saw his arms just kind of like swung.
I didn't realize your brother was so brittle.
At the time, yeah. Thankfully, the Navy made him tougher.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 303 wins, 97 losses, and 85 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.